Hello, beautiful creators. Welcome to our reflection on the final sutras in and the first chapter of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Chapter 1 of our text, which we have now concluded, called Samadhipada, or the Enlightenment or Liberation Foot, provides an overview of the personal and collective human mental condition before, during, and after enlightenment, and includes 51 sutras that provide a foundation for your understanding of the mind, the ego, and the distinction between these two things and the true self. The mind, which creates the ego due to a false sense of personhood developed from its relationship to the world and the accumulation of conditioning and remembered experience, is a vehicle for creating pleasure and pain that can lead to suffering before the mental vessel is purified, consciously directed, and then eventually silenced and transcended with self-awareness and self-mastery. Until this awareness and mastery occurs, the ego-identified person, over-identified with his or her mind and false sense of self, is led by unconscious and unaware attachments and compulsions in the world that lead to not only suffering on an individual scale, but suffering through karma, which means actions in thoughts, words, and behaviors that have a cause and effect in the world. To transcend the mind and its distortions that collectively create mass delusions and attachments that lead to suffering and unaware behaviors in persons, groups, and societies, the yogi, or any seeker on a spiritual path from anywhere, must learn to withdraw from their personal and collective delusions and illusions and come to know the true self through direct experience, which comes through the practice, which simply means doing certain things to develop a skill or competency of intentional ways of thinking and being, most of which we will discuss in more detail in chapter 2 and 3 of our sutras, but which in sum involve earnest devotion to self-observation and focused attention regardless of the inevitable obstacles that will occur throughout a seeker's lifetime. Concentration, neutral observation, and continuous practice are proposed as the key core ingredients for creating the state of samadhi, which gradually refines the mind until one identifies fully with the true and incorruptible eternal self that is the pure consciousness and pure I am self, beyond the distortion of the ego and the illusions of the personal and collective world and mind.
Please be sure to subscribe today to hear the full episode.